are now checked in with DJ Charisma. Only on Power 106.
What's up, man? It's your girl, DJ Charisma. We are officially checked in exclusively on Power 106. And, yo, we're here with one of our hometown heroes.
Yes, sir.
One of my day ones, baby.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jeezy in the building.
Yeah, man. Young California in the flesh. Come on, man. You know what's going on.
I love it, man. Shining, yeah, looking on, happy, looking healthy.
I
love
damn
it.
Happy, healthy, all up.
Well, man, he's here. He's checked in because it's out, man. The official solo album, Jeezy World.
My first solo album, man.
First.
Yeah, we making history.
Man, how does it feel? It's out. It's,
man,
here.
It feel good. It feel amazing. It's like a breath of fresh air. You feel me? Like, especially having all these songs that I worked on during quarantine and the world was closed. Now the world's open. My album out and we about to turn up, man. Every week, if the next year, we turning up till the next one come out.
I love it. Yo, he's got crazy features on the album.
Yeah.
You got YG on this thing. You got DaBaby. You got...
Hey, Boogie. I got Boogie. I got Blue Bucks. You know, I had to put Blue Bucks on there, man. We gonna turn the city up with this one.
It's only right.
Hell yeah.
It's only right. Yes, but like, sir. I said, man, he's out here representing the West Coast, representing for the Latino culture.
Exactly.
That's another big accomplishment because there ain't too many of us in hip hop, you know?
Nah, there isn't, man. And I see everybody following suit. You feel me? Everybody doing what they need to do. I see all the young kids doing what I was doing, and I see potential in so many of them. So it's good to know that I'm like at the forefront of all that.
I love it. To me, you're like a real true b-boy. I don't know if you guys remember the term b-boy,
but
you bring you rap.
I'm in a skating
culture,
graffiti. All that.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's one of the big things about your in stores and your merch. If you guys haven't got a chance to check out his merch, you just dropped a new strand of it, right?
I just dropped this. Right, it's a collab with Marino Infantry. That's one of the ASAP boys. That's his brand, ASAP Ant. So we just did this collab. We had to, because I've been fucking with him since way back in the day. So we had to bring that together and make something out of it, man. We just made some exclusive. We got these all dyed. All the sweaters came in white, and we dyed them all like pastel colors. So it was a big process. I think it like took 2-3 months to get this all done.
Nice.
And it finally came out, and it just went crazy.
Yeah, you're smart. You have been doing the merch since day one, beginning of Shoreline Mafia, I just love how you're continuing and making it bigger.
I'm trying to make my shit like high fresh and more than just merchandise. I feel like it's already passed more than just merchandise. It's like a whole lifestyle I'm selling. You feel me?
Definitely, man. You got boys out here walking around with the little curls
Come on, man. I need to start selling hair product for real.
You should.
Because I never told them what I use in my hair, so I need to start selling some hair product.
Oh, we're about to get the secret, y'all.
Wait till I come out with the hair product.
No, but that is a fact, though. I see young boys walking around Southern California with their hair flipped up.
Yes, sir.
Like, you definitely a trendsetter, man.
All across the world, when they come to my shows, I see all the kids with hair like me. I'm like,
Speaking of shows, man, like you said, we was locked up for a whole year and a half, and we back outside now.
Yeah, back outside for real.
I ain't
left outside. I don't even know what inside is anymore.
Neither did I. But what's up with the tours?
I'm announcing my tour very soon. I got a tour in November. I'm about to go everywhere.
Okay, November. Yeah. Just you by yourself?
Yeah, just me by myself.
Okay.
That's how it's always been, though. Even when it was Shoreline, it was just us. We ain't never opened up for no one, none of that.
Like, facts.
It's always been us, and it's been sold out dates all over the world.
I witnessed it many a time. Yeah. That is a fact.
All over the world.
OGZ World is the album, and that's out now. Like, the first kind of lead-off single that you brought to us was Get Fly with DaBaby.
Yeah, shout out DaBaby.
Tell us a little something about that record. Did you get to do it with him in studio, or how did that come about?
I didn't do it with him in studio, but it was like 6 months into quarantine, and I had the worst writer's block because I wasn't going out nowhere.
Mm.
So I get back in the studio, and I'm like, all right, I really got to start focusing on my music again, because I'm like, I can't sit this whole quarantine just doing nothing. So I'm like, let me get back in the studio. I had Rory book me. One of those big studios, it costs like $2,000 a night or something. So I'm like, and I'm spending money, my budget. So I'm like, I better come up with some shit. I go in there. We play, D.A. Domain comes through. He plays the Get Fly beat. Instantly, I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking with this one. He ain't even have to skip through none of them.
Ooh, the guitar's a little,
I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking with this. So I just start writing my hook, writing my verse. I did that shit like 15 minutes and laid it down. 15, 20 minutes. Then my A&R, Orlando, shout out Orlando, he's like, yo, we need someone big on this. This is a big record. I honestly was like, I mean, it's cool. It was my first record back. So I'm like, back from like 6 months, writer's block. So I'm like, it's whatever, it's not that good. But he's like, nah, bro, you're not listening to it then. He's like, it's a big record. So I'm like, for sure, let's get someone on it. So we just went back and forth on who we should get on there. I think me and him both agreed on the baby. He sent it to him and he was like, yeah, I'm fucking with it, let's do it.
Love it. Yeah. Video out, everything. Yeah, video was that a fun out. Day?
Hell yeah, that was a fun day. I think that was like, that's my first solo big
video.
Yeah, big video. So it was like $100,000 video. I was like, hell yeah, it felt good. You feel me? I had a trailer. I was like, I ain't never had a trailer before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, at a video. I was like, I ain't never had no trailer at a video. I was like, yeah, it's tight.
My boy's a star, man. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I'm entering pop star mode.
I love it, man. And then you came back with another one, and you teamed up with another West Coast legend, YG. And you actually, yeah, you guys, man, working closely together now,
yeah,
which I love to see. I think that's a great play did.
Yeah, I fuck with YG. I was at Six Flags with him and Mozzie the other day. It was going up.
What was your favorite ride at Six Flags?
Man, what was it? I think it was Twisted Colossus or something.
Okay.
That shit was turned, because it didn't even have loop. I don't think it had like loops and shit. It wasn't one of the real crazy ones, but it was fun. I was like, yo, this shit tight.
And I can't do the roller coasters no more. I was little, I was crazy.
I love roller coasters.
Man, Mozzie too. Mozzie from the Bay, YG from LA.
I got a show with Mozzie in Fresno on Halloween.
Definitely.
Yeah, so we
see, you guys
up.
Are all similar too, because like it's like your guys' fan bases are undeniable. You guys may not have like super mainstream radio, which is coming, I know it is. Mm-hmm. But like your guys' fan bases?
No, yeah, they love us, man. It's like we got a cult following.
Mm-hmm. Cult following, yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah. Man, everywhere I go, man. It amazed me so much when I did Europe the first time and I had sold out shows everywhere and the kids was going crazy. I'm like, yo, this like it's a crazy feeling,
because
I heard not a lot of people could go to Europe and just sell shit out like that.
Definitely not. So Europe, Japan, they're like real big. If you're popping out there, you know you popping.
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah.
I love it. So what is your favorite song on the album? The album is out, crazy bunch of tracks. What's your personal favorite record on this album?
I think got to be Pull Up. Like, it's produced by Section 8. He Atlanta, he went a Lil Baby's producer.
Oh, nice.
So it got like that whole Atlanta feel. Like, so once I heard the beat, I'm like, damn, I've always wanted to do some beats like this, but I never like on a higher production scale like how he has it. So I'm like, yeah, it's my favorite beat right here. So I think the beat just made me like that song more than all the other ones.
I love it. So you gave us some videos, you and YG, the video. We got the You and the Baby video. Are there any more visuals coming? Because your visuals are crazy.
We got the A Boogie video out right now. Y'all go on YouTube, go check that shit out.
Nice.
Me and A Boogie Keeper. That's my other single off the project.
Little New York to California collab. That's needed. That's important right there. How was that one?
Very important.
Was that something you recommended, or was that something like your team was like, yo, we got it?
So we got the beat, and I'm like, we need someone that's kind of like singing. You feel
melodic,
me? Yeah, melodic on the hook. So we, again, Orlando, me and him, we kept going back and forth. We was like, yeah, who we going? That's my A&R, and I think he's one of the best A&Rs in the game. So I'm like, who we going to put on this? At first, who did I say I wanted? I don't even know who I said I wanted on it. But he's like, nah. And I was like, no, you know what? Get A Boogie on it. So he put in a few calls, and then we got A Boogie. He was like, yeah, I'm fucking with this. Let's do it.
I love it.
Then we did the video, too. We did the video up in Atlanta. So I had to fly out there for like a day, quick day. We did the video, came back.
Definitely, man. You got to move around, you know? Like, I always tell West Coast artists, it's so important
for y'all
to move around.
That's a fact.
And work with other cats from other places, because so many cats get stuck out here.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get past that Vegas line, you know?
Yeah, I've heard. I don't know about that personally, but I've heard, you feel me? But that's why I know I'm in a whole different, like, I'm on a way up in a whole different route, whole different level, because I'm like, I'd be selling out. Last time I did my tour, I sold out New York faster than I did L.A.
That's crazy.
And everybody was telling me, they're like, you know that's not normal, right? Because, I mean, to me, it's normal because I've been doing it.
That's some Nipsey shit right there.
Yeah, but I'm like, that's crazy. That's what's up.
Yeah. I love it, man. Like we were saying, you know, you're born and raised in the West Coast. Like,
yes,
you're
West,
doing
West.
It for the Latin culture. You know what collab I would personally just love to see? I would just put out there, you and Snow the Product.
For real?
I think you would just, she's like the only female really holding it down for us.
I gotta listen to her. I ain't really.
She's a beast. She's lyrical. She could rap.
What I really wanna do is the reggaeton shit. You know, I'm into the ratchet shit. So if I do say, I need to do some Perel. Yeah,
hey,
come
that
on,
one,
man.
You would rip one of those beats.
I wanna fuck with Alpha.
Okay.
Yeah. He hard as fuck. So if I did that, man, you know we gonna turn it up.
No, you gotta go. That's international right there. They're killing the game right now.
Hell yeah, they are. I see what they're doing, and they're making more money than all these rappers.
Dude, it's crazy right now, especially even out here in LA. Like the club scene is kind of like swaying this way. Like you can't just do an all hip hop set right now. You have to throw in all the reggaeton and stuff to even keep your crowd there.
Yeah, man, the world is changing.
It's changing.
Social media changed the whole game. So but, you know.
And you're definitely one of the like leaders of that. I love you. Check him out. Follow him on Instagram. He's popping. He's a dad. He's out here raising it. You're a good example. I love it, man.
Come on,
go ahead.
Man. I got to show the kids, man.
I love it. Shout out to all good dads out there raising his little boy. Showing them, you know, there's a different way for you young men out here.
For sure.
I love it. Okay, so the album is out. You know, your favorite song is on there. What's going to be the one that you can't wait to perform? Like, what's going to be your new mosh pit record? Like, because you be having these kids go crazy.
Yeah, nah, they do be mosh pit. I'm trying to think, man. what they're going to
be. Are you going to be crowd surfing? And like, now that
I was just in Utah crowd surfing like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I was going crazy. And I just started, like, you know, I used to always drink at my show. It's like a big event. It's like a party. I just did my last few shows sober. Mm. And I feel like I my performance was better than ever. So I'm about to start doing all my shit sober for the most part.
I love that.
Hell
okay.
Hell yeah.
Because you're just more clear-minded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's why I was like, because before I was like, damn, I don't think I got the energy to crowd surf. But when I was sober, I was like, I'm in that bitch. I just jumped in there. Yeah.
I love it.
So I'm about to start going up, man.
See, man, you gotta learn to separate. Once you get to a certain point, you realize that you can get the bag for you and your family.
And when you're doing shows, when you're doing shit like this, where you got shows 3-4 days out the week, I can't party every day.
I'll kill you.
I got to be on point.
That's why we're losing a lot of young people.
Yeah, sure,
you know, people
sure.
are dying off in their 40s, 30s now, and it's all because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's dope that you realize that early on.
Health is wealth. Everybody knows
health
that.
Health is wealth, people. Oh,
everybody
geez,
know
just
that,
said.
but they don't really be in tune with themselves. Y'all gotta get right.
Are you into like eating healthy nowadays? Like,
Hell yeah. Since the world opened up, I've been so on the move. I ain't got to eat healthy. Like, I've been fucking up the past 2-3 months. But I know I got to get back into it, and I am going to get back into it. But when the quarantine was on quarantine, I was eating hella healthy. Like, just straight chicken and greens every day.
Gave you, like, make you feel way
hell
different.
Hell yeah, but I'd be able to do a million things. I was like, yeah, this feel way like, different. You could tell the difference. It's really night and day.
Oh, for sure, because
really
you usually were very slow and quiet.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Nah, just always turned.
It just feels so different.
Like, I love it.
Your body will appreciate it if y'all do it.
I love it. And how is it like, you know, when you go to OGZ show, there's hella cats on stage. Like, even though you don't have your squad with you no more, it's easy performing by yourself, right?
Hell
like,
yeah, I love it. I love performing by myself. And then I still got 200-300 people with me. So
that's a fact.
Oh, man.
Oh, we just did a show together, me and you, 2 weeks
hey,
ago?
Hey, that was crazy. Yeah, we
wall
did.
Wall to wall.
So we did a club. Why this shit look like a really full, sold-out show? It was like 2,500 people or something.
Crazy.
Man, that shit was going crazy. It was insane. I was like, I walked out. I didn't expect that because I walk in through the back door. Once I walk out on stage, I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Why is so many people here?
Dude, to me, it's crazy. As a DJ, like, I just sit back and I watch because I work in radio and I hear all the artists that are on radio.
Yeah.
But they cannot do what you do.
I be hearing that.
I could book some of these major names.
I be hearing that.
Ain't nobody showing up.
I be hearing that people that's, like, super viral, like, really don't be selling tickets like that. They can't sell no merch, can't sell no tickets. So it's like, it's almost like it's a big facade.
It is. And I just feel like me too, as a DJ, I want to do my part to kind of bridge that gap because like y'all are the cats that should be on radio because like real talk,
exactly.
You guys have the fans.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was such a prime example because half the people don't want to go out right now. Half the people do want to go out. So it's still not to what it was.
Exactly.
But
and
you still
shit.
Sold that bitch out wall to wall, man.
Everything I've been doing been going crazy. It's been selling out. So once my tour dates drop, I know that shit going to sell out too. I'm about to drop my tour days really soon.
We're ready. Get your tickets. Be sure to follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram for all the updates, man. My clothes sell out. My tickets sell out. We going crazy.
I love it, man. I'm so glad that you came and checked in with me. You know, like, the album is out. You got all kinds of great features. What's next? Like, what's that next plateau that you want to get to that you haven't touched yet?
Man, I'm going to just, I think I need to...
You need some roles in some movies.
I might need to do some acting, but I'm gonna keep taking my clothes, my merch to the next level, and I'm gonna just keep perfecting my music. I feel like the music is the reason for any other ventures I'm in. So I'm gonna just keep working on my pen and just going crazy.
And them hair products gotta come.
Yeah, man, the hair products gonna
you
come
make
soon.
A killing.
I also
that's
just
a great idea.
Just became a partner at a Marisco spot. So
I read about that.
So we opening up like a bougie ass Marisco spot right there on Sunset La Cienega at the top of the hill. Inside Fred Segal, it's going to be open real soon.
What?
So everybody got to come out, check that shit out once it's open.
I read about that. So you partnering up with them.
Yeah.
Like, did they come to you with the idea? Like,
so my boy that we be going to his other restaurants, to kick it at. He really just came to me with the idea. Rory was involved, my manager, and he's like, yeah, he wants to know if you want to be one of the partners. I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Dude, that is fire.
Hell yeah.
Marisco's, that's one of my favorites.
Exactly.
What's going to be the signature like dish that I need to go try? I'm a big ceviche head.
Yeah, bro, so they got ceviche with all the different types of fish, and like the fish are like, you know, it's like that expensive. Like, they go catch the fish like every few days. Yeah, the real good stuff. It's going to be bougie as hell.
La Cienega
and Sunset.
When is
man.
This open? Because I will guarantee I don't know the
I don't know the exact date, but man, check my Instagram. You know, I'm going to keep everybody updated, and I'm going to bring you out for sure. Come on.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Sunset Mariscos.
Sunset Mariscos.
Yeah. And we're going to have seafood tires with the champagne, all types of shit.
Wow, when we walk in, we're going to hear some OGZ slapping?
Yeah, come on, man. You're going to hear the best of the best slapping.
I love it. What's your favorite, like, seafood, Mexican seafood?
I like ceviche.
Ceviche, too? Shrimp or fish?
Shrimp.
Me too. Shrimp ceviche all day with some lemon, salt.
Yeah.
That's how we get down on the
come
West
on,
Coast.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. Rock with us, baby.
So when y'all come into town, y'all got to come fuck with me over there. I'm gonna be over there like every other Sunday, man.
That's dope.
Yeah, come on. That's going to be the Sunday spot.
Pay attention to the moves, people. He got in this thing through music, got his bread up.
Yeah.
Now he's doing merch.
Yeah, I'm
he's
about
doing
to. I'm about
restaurants.
Come, I think December, I'm about to upgrade houses. So I'm gonna buy a way bigger house, and I'm gonna make my shit a rental property too.
Start flipping houses.
Yeah, come on.
I've been studying now. That's what I want to get into next too.
Yeah, that's where all the money's at.
And we gotta put on for our people, man.
Yeah,
because ain't nobody teaching us.
Nobody.
You know, it's crazy. Like, we were just talking about credit the other day. Like, my parents didn't know nothing about credit.
My mom put me on my credit for real. She's been having me build my credit since before I had a dollar. You feel me?
Shout out to mama. She's actually in the building right now.
My mom
Shout
in the building
mama.
Somewhere, man. She handling some more of my business on the phone. But
that's what's
up. My mom's like one of the biggest helps to me for sure. And she's been putting me on my credit since I was like 16, 17. She told me what to do. Now my credit score is like 8-something.
Wow.
Hell yeah. So you really don't need to have no money to fucking have a good credit score, man. So don't ever think that.
All you young adults out there, get your kids set up now. Don't let what happened to us happen to the next generation for sure. So that's what's up. I actually just learned that you could put your kid on one of your credit cards as soon as they turn 13.
So she put me on a bunch of her credit cards. So that's one of the things that helped my shit boost too.
Come on, we need to get our people up there. I love it, dude. Let's do it. Yo, so congratulations. Like I was telling them, I've known you since you was like 16, 17 years old, bro. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate
so
that.
So proud of you, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to our boy Cypress, you know, for
shout out Cypress,
you know,
man.
Linking us up,
yes,
man.
Sir.
And I can't wait to just watch you take over this
man.
Shit,
I'm,
bro.
I'm going to keep going, man. I only just started. You feel me? I feel like this is even though it's my first solo album and I did the whole group thing and we broke down so many barriers and
big
been
time.
All over the world, I feel like this is a whole new chapter in my life. And I'm already at a whole different level than when I was with the group. So I'm super excited about my future.
Woo, I love it, baby. OGZ.
Yes, sir.
Representing that young California. We proud of you,
Come
kid.
Come on, man.
Power 106, we love you, man.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Hey, but tonight on the show, we're going crazy. I'm playing like 10 joints off your album
come
right
on,
now.
Come
we're
going
to go crazy
here
on Check.
Shout out LA. Shout out the whole West Coast.
Let's do it, man. Well, thank you so much for coming through.
Appreciate you.
This is
you.
Checked In with Charisma. We'll be back. We'll have you back for show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
I love it. All right. We out, y'all. Checked In with Charisma. Power 106.